The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, yesterday, a team of archaeologists were called to a site outside the front gates of Trinity College Dublin after medieval remains were discovered. I have Maria Fitzgerald, Principal Archaeologist with the Railway Procurement Agency, on the line now. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, John.
And what have you found?
Well, we were doing routine utility works yesterday in the vicinity of Trinity. We excavated a trench and the archaeologists were on site monitoring the works, and we came across the remains of a human, the kind of lower part of its body, kind of feet, legs, up as far as the hips, of a kind of human skeleton.
And what have you been able to establish about that human skeleton?
I suppose we don't know an awful lot as of yet. We've just started our works yesterday. I suppose the skeleton is in a flex position on its side. So we're assuming, and based on the context, it's about 1.5 metres below the footpath there, just outside Trinity. So we're assuming that the skeleton is actually older than the development of the street, which is 18th century. So we're thinking it's medieval, and we're also thinking, based on the kind of burial rite, that it's a medieval burial.
A medieval burial, the burial, yeah. On his side. Are the sex, is the sex of the skeleton clear?
No, I mean, we're saying he, but I mean, it's just, I suppose, just based on a hunch, really. The leg bones seem to be quite long, so we're just thinking it's quite a tall individual, but it could be either, it could be a male or a female.
And when will you be able to find out?
It can be difficult to tell. It sort of depends on the kind of the level of preservation. What we'll do now is we've got an osteoarchaeologist who looks at human bones. So they're going to come on site and advise us really on the best way of kind of excavating it and, you know, lifting the bones. And then we'll do further analysis off site in a kind of lab situation. So hopefully we'll be able to get a lot more information at that point.
And Maria, is this an exciting find for you and your colleagues?
It is an exciting find. I mean, we've been actually monitoring all the utility excavations since January. So we've got a team of about 10 archaeologists out on site the whole time. So we've been finding kind of lots of things, but mostly it's 18th, 19th century kind of, remains of the city as it developed. So, you know, you're not always sure you're going to find anything kind of older, but it just seems to be surviving in odd little pockets of kind of undisturbed activity. So, yeah, we're very, very excited. And, you know, it's good for all the archaeologists. They've been working out there for 6 or 7 months. It's nice for them to find something exciting.
Exactly. And does it hold up the prospect of you finding more exciting things in that vicinity?
I mean, the area of College Green, I suppose, is well known as kind of, there's quite a lot of medieval and Viking sites in the area. So I suppose it does have a fair amount of archaeological potential, but we don't think it's going to hold up. You know, what we're doing is quite narrow kind of trench works, and, you know, we kind of have, it's a linear scheme, so we can kind of deal with it and, you know, kind of work on other kind of trenches while we're working on these finds. But there's potential, definitely, but, you know, the city's kind of been worked over so many times with roadworks and things that, you know, it does survive in quite small pockets.
Is there a danger it'll hold up the Lewis?
No.
The new connection?
No, definitely not. I mean, it's in one trench, and, you know, we've been excavating it from the north to the south, and the whole northern section, there's no finds in it. And we just have another kind of maybe 10 metres to go on the southern section. So it's a very small, limited area, very narrow trench, and works are kind of going on in other trenches and the other end of the trench. So no, it's not holding anything up really.
All right, that's a relief to know that.
I know, it's such a long planning process. It's good to,
Well, listen, Maria, happy digging, and thank you for joining us. That's Maria Fitzgerald, our Principal Archaeologist with the Railway Procurement Agency. That's all we have time for this morning on Sound. Kira Murphy, our researcher, was Spíseach Zelinsky, and today's producer was our series producer, Margaret Carley. I'll be back on Monday. Shea Byrne will be in the hot seat tomorrow. Sean is next. Until Monday, I'll talk to you then. Slán.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.